Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
In everything that you do, do you do it as you worship to the Lord? I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we'll discuss how our work is to be an expression of worship and how we can impart this to the younger generations.
In modern day Christianity, one of the things that people separate is their life at church and their life at work, or their life at their vocation, or life at school. What God is looking to do is take us to the place where in our lives everything is done unto Him.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Everything we do is a worship. So if you have a walk with God and you are in Christ Jesus, and then you go to work in the morning, and you feel like the work you're doing may be menial, it may be very intricate. So what do we do? Do we shift gears? Or do we continue to carry with us what I do with my hands is a blessing to the Lord in worship? Because we come to that place where we put Him first. The Holy Spirit leads you to find out how to worship through your vocation, that you become a complete person in God. You become a complete worshiper.
Yes.
Right.
It's so true.
It takes what could be a mundane, boring vocation, and it all of a sudden brings a light to it. What can we do? We can break out of that prison of boredom. My focus is on loving the Lord, and that's where I keep it. Our lives can be directed to find that place of exalting the Lord in all we do. The realization of this gave me a new respect for the things that I thought were menial by poorly educated people. It made me turn away from that kind of thinking of putting anybody down. Now I have a greater respect for that guy who came and mowed my lawn or came and helped me out with some plumbing or something like that. And it makes me a lot more open to what God is doing all over the earth.
You know, our work is supposed to be an expression of worship to the Lord. So He gives gifts to men so that we can express our worship using the gifts that He gives to us.
I had a vision many years ago, and I saw buying a property, roughly 40 acres, and then connecting with families and people around the region, the area, you know, that are close proximity. And I just envisioned, I said, okay, let's get together and let's build a basketball court to start with. Well, how do you build one? What are the specifications for a basketball court? The exact length and width, where the free throw line is supposed to be, how far half court actually is, you know, get all the correct dimensions. And that would be one phase, is part of the research and finding out how to do it. And then go into the fact of, okay, now we know what it's supposed to look like. How do we do it? Now you got to get somebody who knows how to pour concrete. And then, of course, then you also have to put the posts on each end, and you have to put basketball nets up. No good to play basketball without the nets. So you have to find out how big is the backboard? How, you know, the 10-foot mark. Where is that 10-foot mark on the hoop? and get children involved with that design phase. I'm not really wanting to get adults. They can be involved, but it's about the kids. It's all about kids. And that's kind of the principle. The initial principle is get an idea, find out what it takes for the design work, and then find out what it takes for the construction, and then the finality of actually finishing the project. And it is the coming together and teaching young people how to do every potential or every probable aspect of where they are going to want to work when they grow up. We have construction, you have the electrical, the plumbing, you have drama, you have people operating a camera, you know, for people doing drama. You have the sound technician, the lighting technician. You can teach these young people every aspect on every one of those, and they can choose where they want to spend the rest of their life in what field.
Uh-huh.
Bring in the young people and let them be responsible. Let them do it. We can answer questions, but let them do their doing. And if I had the means, I would still do it.
Yeah.
On one level or one aspect, you're opening the door for children or young adults to learn or to try different things and to find out what they like, what they're good at, what they don't like, which is, you know, a pretty big deal. On the other hand, I would say that if it was done correctly, it would have to be done because there's relationships being built.
Correct.
To me, the point is not teaching the children or opening the door for them to learn something. Yes, that's important, obviously. But more important is the impartation and the relationships that's being built in the process of learning all that. So you have men and women of God that have reached into the Lord and become something in God. And now you need an avenue for them to be able to impart that rather than sitting in a church service and trying to impart it.
Yep.
How much more effective is it if you're doing something like you're talking about, where you're working alongside young people and you're teaching them or helping them learn different trades, different aspects of what you're talking about? And at the same time, what's happening is you're creating a relationship with these children.
Absolutely.
You're imparting to them the ways of the Lord. You're imparting to them not just knowledge of, let's say, drama, but you're imparting an integrity. You're imparting the thinking of the Lord that was imparted to us. So you're really giving them a walk with God. You're opening
exactly.
the door for them
yeah.
to walk with God through relationship. And I think that's that vision is awesome, because if that was the intent behind it, in other words, it's not just a college or a school. They can go anywhere
no.
to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
More than even just a hands-on facility, it is who's in that facility. Well, it's men and women of God that have something to impart to a younger generation.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is a foundation that should be in every person that walks with God.
Yep.
It's the very foundation that we live for, is to be worshiping the Lord in everything we do. It sure isn't limited to church. Everything we do, whatever profession we're in, it is to be a worship to the Lord, because our life is a worship. That's the foundation that Alan's talking about laying for the children. So in other words, to me, that's very exciting, because how many places do you know on the face of the earth that can open the door for children to have a walk with God other than church? This is why people turn on and turn off their walk with God, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
They go to church and then they turn off their walk with God, and they go to work, or they spend the rest of their life, do whatever they do with the rest of their life, because there has to be this deep revelation that God's not just in church, he's with you 24/7.
Correct.
Right.
And children, need to have that revelation. If you can train a child in the way he's to go when he's young, he's not going to leave. And so if we would have a facility that would was doing what Galen's talking about, opening the door for children or young adults to learn different professions, and you have people that have had this impartation, this foundation of worship in their lives, that's a huge, huge thing. And it's enabling them to find God in a different atmosphere.
Lord, what do you want me to be? It's amazing when you start asking that question, God will answer it. And he answers it usually two ways. He will place a desire in your heart for that, and he will give you the ability.
Right.
Yeah.
If we see that growing up and we minister it to our kids, it makes it a smoother transition in growing up. You don't go through all the wondering, well, what am I going to be when I grow up? And all the frustration that teenagers have and young men and women have. Well, I tried this and I tried that. Well, why don't you seek the Lord and find out what he wants? That is where the big reward comes, is when God speaks to you and you say, yes. And the main thing we want to do is give him worship, and give him worship out of what we're doing with our hands or our minds, because the cry of our heart as a worshiper is giving back to God, no matter what I'm doing, to do what is unto the Lord.
So through this podcast, we've seen that whether at work, play, church, in all that we do it as a worship unto the Lord.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.